UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he's working on ways to encourage UN member states to supply troops and police to help stabilize Iraq. The Bush administration has asked dozens of countries to contribute troops. This week, France and India said they would not join any post-war stabilization force without a clearer UN mandate. And the Bush administration has had similar problems encouraging wealthy European nations to give money to rebuild Iraq, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
One of the big opponents to the war, Germany, has been eager to mend fences with the U.S., but when it comes to contributing troops to Iraq, Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer said his country won't do that. And after meeting with Secretary of State Colin Powell today, Fischer indicated there are tricky issues when it comes to possible German financial aid.
The responsibility on the ground is in the hands of the coalition, and we are not part of the coalition, and we are ready to contribute to improve the humanitarian situation. Our business community is ready to play its role in the reconstruction if it is wanted. And if we know more details about the reconstruction, we are open to discuss what could be our role in the reconstruction.
That's a theme that European Union Commissioner Chris Patten brought up when he met with Powell in Washington yesterday. Patten says that the Europeans want to make sure their money doesn't simply go to Halliburton or Bechtel, the U.S. companies that have the lion's share of U.S. reconstruction contracts. So the EU is pushing for a donors' trust fund that would be run by the UN and the World Bank. In a telephone interview, Patten says he was encouraged by the Bush administration's response. Gone, he says, is all the pre-war talk that Europe should be shut out of the spoils of war.
It was suggested that after the war, there'd be a lot of low-hanging fruit, and Europeans and others who'd opposed the war shouldn't be able to pluck it off the branch.
Patten said, as diplomatically as he could, that post-war Iraq turned out to be a lot more difficult than some had predicted. Still, Secretary Powell today gave only a lukewarm endorsement to Patton's proposal for an independent trust fund for Iraq.
Well, we welcome all burden sharing, and we welcome contributions, whatever form they come. The specific instrumentalities to be used with respect to trust funds and other ways of doing it is something that we do have under consideration.
The EU's Chris Patten said it's not Powell that needed convincing, but others in the Bush administration. Patten said he hopes the U.S. will endorse the idea soon as he tries to persuade Europeans to make financial contributions for a conflict many thought unnecessary.
There's no point whatsoever in scratching away at old wounds. There's no point in revisiting old arguments. We have to turn the page and move on.
But some of the same old problems seem to be coming back, with the Europeans hoping to have a multilateral approach to post-war Iraq, and many U.S. officials skeptical of the need to cede control to international institutions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.